Now we're going to hear what happens in intercourse when sexual desire is aroused in men and women. Dr. James Tanner is going to describe it for you. And he'll be referring to page 12 of your pamphlet. When we talk about falling in love and making love, we say that the sex drive, the urge which both sexes feel to come together and make love, is very strong and difficult to resist. It is this strong drive, built into all of us, which ensures that the human race goes on. And that's true of all animals. But there's something special about the human sex drive, and it's this. Unlike most animals, humans want to make love, even when it would be quite impossible for them to have babies.
Gotta make her mine, whoa, whoa. Never felt like this before. Always standing by my door to see her passing by. Gotta make her mine, whoa, whoa. Never felt like this before. Always standing by my door to see her passing by. Don't know why I see her walking by.
They want to make love because they enjoy it. But it's important for girls and boys to realize that their physical feelings of sex may be different. A man's physical desires are aroused much more quickly and much more strongly than a woman's. A man may feel that a woman is leading him on to have intercourse. When the woman feels the situation is getting out of hand and rebuffs him, he may feel that she's been unfair to him, and the entire relationship may be spoiled. People should know about sexual relationships, because a sexual relationship can cause great happiness or great unhappiness. And this is particularly true in marriage, where making love to the person you love can be a wonderful experience and the background of a happy family life.
Gotta make her mine.